it has been an absolute total failure. As you mentioned in your numbers there, 7 million bottles out of 200 million have been returned. There's 193 million outstanding. Sorry, bottles and cans. There's 193 million outstanding. That's a success rate of 3.6%. And you can be almost certain that every one of those 7 million bottles that were returned would have been returned through the green bin system anyway. So what we have done, we are not actually recycling new bottles or extra bottles that aren't being recycled. What's actually happening is the bottles are not being put in the green bin outside people's doors, and people are going to the bother of bringing them to the local shop and going through the frustration of maybe or maybe not the bottle's been accepted. And so they're not actually being gained. AIM2 had asked for a pause on the implementation when it was due to come in on the 1st of February, simply because our closest neighbour over in Scotland tried a very similar system, and they shelved it after a couple of months. After 6 months, it was shelved because they had so many flaws. And once again, what we are seeing is Ireland unable to learn from our peers and to fix the flaws that they've encountered. And we didn't. We followed the same system as Scotland, and what we now have is a system that is not fit for purpose. So
may not be currently working in Scotland or have worked in Scotland, but it is. Deposit return schemes are being rolled out in every EU country.
Yeah.
So do you envisage a continental-wide disaster on this? I mean, surely it's going to prove to be a success in some, if not most, of those countries.
That's an excellent question, Alan, and I'll tell you why. Ireland is very different from continental Europe, because what we did in Ireland, we actually started off recycling in the proper manner. So I'm sure practically everyone listening to this has up to four bins outside their door. They'll have rubbish bins, green bins, glass bin, and a compost bin. So what we have done over the past 15 years, and this is where the old adage of reduce, reuse, recycle was perfect. I don't think there's a sensible person listening to this show that does not operate on to reduce, reuse, and recycle. That's the way the green agenda was, and that was very sensible. What we've now seen over the last decade or so is the green agenda becoming more and more to the extremes and or just to more ideology-based, and pushing in these tiny little things that make no difference but make us look good. Because it's the opinion of AIM2 that an awful lot of this government, and I'm sure Martin will contradict me now in a few minutes, they want to be seen to be doing the right thing, even though doing the right thing is hassle for people, it's stress for people. It's unfortunately, and it's sad to say this, that something that could have been good if it was implemented properly is now being called a scam by so many people, simply because everybody out here now who is buying a can or a bottle is paying for it. There are millions and millions of euros being brought in to the non-for-profit organization who are running it, and the money isn't being claimed.
So, okay, look, you've outlined a number of reasons why you think the scheme isn't working. Let me bring Martin Conway in at this point. And Martin, do you want to address the points that Eric has made there?
Eric might be quite surprised to hear that I won't be contradicting him on too much of what he said, except a couple of points. The first point is, I don't want to see the scheme scrapped, but I certainly do believe it should be paused. I'm on the record, both in the Shannon, within the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, that prior to the, in the run-up to the announcement of the scheme and the date of the scheme, I called for it to be paused for a six-month period, because I had already identified a number of issues with it. I was speaking to business people in County Clare, some publicans and some people running small shops and small cafes and restaurants. They were totally discriminated against because they weren't in a position, they neither had the space or the money to purchase one of these machines to return the bottles. So that meant then that it was discriminating in favour of bigger businesses such as supermarket chains. So that was my first issue with it. My second issue with it was that there should have been these machines available at municipal district level run by the state, preferably by Clare County Council, i.e. that wherever you had a bottle bank, that you would have a bottle return machine as well, where people weren't then necessarily, the footfall wasn't being pushed to bigger supermarkets at the expense of smaller operators. And my third issue with it, and this is borne out to be correct as well, is that the machines aren't disability friendly. People who, our colleagues and friends who use wheelchairs, find it very difficult to navigate it. People who are elderly, people who have sight impairment, were finding these machines very difficult to operate. I think there's huge teething problems. Those teething problems were pointed out before the scheme was ever launched by myself and a couple of more. But it is a Green Minister in government that's introducing this. I called on him. I tabled the commencement into Shannon, calling on it to be paused. And the other big issue as well, in terms of the operation of it, is there are still hundreds of millions of bottles out there that don't have the particular symbol on it that gets you the return. Now, I know,
and that point has been made by Return that there's still old stock out there that hasn't triggered the charge.
Exactly, and while I appreciate that it hasn't triggered the charge, what it's doing is it's causing huge confusion with the people. And the other point then, in terms of the operation of the scheme, Alan, is that an awful lot of these machines are out of order. They're either full, haven't been emptied, or there's technical problems with it. So people who do make the effort to bring their bottles back, and then they discover that the machines aren't working, it's creating huge...
And that is something we're hearing. And just, I want to go back to Eric, but just can you address this point that you're really highlighting there that it's a Green Minister bringing this in, but ultimately it is that they're part of a coalition which your party is a part of as well. And can you address Eric's point that, you know, not just the Greens but yourselves as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in government want to be seen to be doing the right thing, but are kind of making a hames of it?
I think everybody wants to do the right thing, but there's ways and means of doing the right thing. I think the scheme itself, in principle, isn't a bad scheme, and certainly if it means that we're going to see less plastic bottles and cans on the beaches of Lahinch and Kilkee and other places, and more of them recycled, that's a good thing.
Okay.
But it has to be done in a way that has cop on, that's accessible, easy for people, and that's fair.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair to small shops and cafes throughout the length and breadth of this country that they have to adopt a different way of introducing.
Yeah, and certainly we've spoken to even one co-owner of a restaurant who talked about it being an extra burden, although he said it was a burden he was willing to do. Eric, just to come back to you, I mean, look, there's no doubt there are teething problems, as Martin says, you know, machines not working, pointing out that it fails many people with disabilities and restricted movement. And you've pointed out that only 3.6% of the bottles and cans so far have come back. But to be fair, it's about 50-odd days into the scheme. It's very, very, very early bedding in period. Return said, they did say it was expected to take time for the new arrangements to bed in. Shouldn't the deposit return scheme be given time? It's about instilling a habit in people, and surely we will see the numbers improve.
I don't think it's about instilling a habit, because the Irish people already have the habit of recycling. Our recycling rates in Ireland are far, far above EU targets. We currently recycle well in excess. Like, for instance, glass. Irish people who go to the bottle bank or put glass out in the bin, we recycle 85% of glass in this country, and the EU target is 60%. And that's the same across wood, metal, paper, plastic, cans, bottles, everything. We're way ahead.
But Eric, why can't we eventually develop bringing plastic bottles and cans to these machines as a habit? Because there was a time, you know, if I was to ask you, can you ever remember the first time you brought glass bottles and jars to a bottle bank? I doubt you'd recall that time, but we all just do it now. It became a habit. And surely that could happen with this scheme.
See, what we have here is we have the convenience of a bin outside the back door, as opposed to the inconvenience of storing 10, 20, 30 bottles in your kitchen, in your shelf, in your garage, and then bring them to a shop where it mightn't work. So as Martin said there, and he touched on good points, for this to work, it needs to be local. It needs to be in every football and hurling club in the county, every soccer club. It needs to be around the corner in large estates. In large estates or even medium-sized estates, there needs to be a bring bank in the green area where you can bring it down. That is how it will work, because otherwise people will have a bag or a box or a container in their house taking up valuable space and then you have to go to the shop and they mightn't even get in. And that's one of the problems, is how often do we hear of people going to the shop, making that effort to go to the shop, and next thing then the barcode doesn't accept it, the machine is damaged, or the bottle is damaged, the machine is closed. So it is not convenient. And to be honest then, you get a bit of paper with some money on it, and a lot of people end up losing the bit of paper anyway.
But to be fair, Eric, it's not convenient to bring a bag, or perhaps even a couple of heavy bags of glass jars and bottles. And having done it many times myself, I know it is not convenient at all. They're heavy. Yeah. Some of them still have bits of stale beer or whatever was in them. And you don't even get any money back for doing it, but a lot of people do it nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. People do it on the nest because you see the benefit of it. People are not seeing the benefit of the plastic bottles.
But there's a financial benefit to this, whereas there's no financial benefit to returning glass bottles and jars.
And I think you have the wrong way around there, Alan, with respect. There's a financial penalty for buying the bottle, and then you might get that penalty cancelled. And at the moment, only 2.6% of the people deem it worth getting the penalty cancelled.
Okay.
So that's the problem. So while when you bring the glass, whether it's an inconvenience, you feel like you're doing something good because the glass is solid and you're making the effort. While at the moment you see the can and the bottle as a hit, and that's making people angry. When we compare it to international countries, like people living in rural Clare, they could be 10, 15 miles from their closest bottle, their closest recycling depot. And while in European countries, because of the density and more people live in cities, that's not the case.
Okay.
And in European countries, they don't have the extensive home recycling that we have. And that's why Ireland did a great job 15 years ago with an excellent recycling system for the home. And that's why our recycle rates are exceptionally good and well above EU.
Okay, I want to bring Martin back in. Martin, is that a fair point that there just needs to be more of these machines and in more convenient places for people, as Eric is saying, you know, in rural places, you know, that is a complaint people are making, that this is about recycling, but yet a lot of them have to use fuel to drive to places where the machines are located. And also that point I was making about the people recycling glass jars and bottles, that a lot of us, you know, there was a time when none of us did that, and now a lot of us do it. Could that not happen with the deposit return scheme? And we'll see a significant increase in the numbers doing so.
I think the more of these machines that are out there, the more likely people will actively participate in the scheme. And I certainly think that there's a huge merit in encouraging every GA club in the country to have one of these machines where people could come with their bottles, and that perhaps the donation would be made to the club. So the 15 cent would go to the club. And people would be very happy to do that. I just feel that this was rushed, that there's nothing wrong with pausing something, and there's nothing wrong with putting the hands up and saying, look, our intentions were good, but when we operationalised it, we discovered that there were more issues than we expected. You'll remember years ago, we had the e-voting machines, and it was acknowledged that they were wrong, and it wasn't working, and they were withdrawn. So I would see nothing wrong whatsoever with pausing this for 6 months, scaling up the number of machines, partnering with the GAA and other sporting organisations, and what you'll see then ultimately is an awful lot more buy-in for the scheme. But what I wouldn't like the message to go out here this morning, and I'm sure Eric would agree with me, if there are people who are able to use the scheme and the machines, please do bring your bottles back. It is the right thing to do. And in spite of me looking for it to be paused, that doesn't mean I wouldn't want to encourage people to participate in the scheme. And ultimately, you've paid the charge anyway when you buy the plastic bottle, so it's your money and you may as well go and retrieve it. So I would like that message to go out as well, but I do really believe that Oisin Smith needs to re-examine this scheme and pause it and just deal with the issues. It's not rocket science. These issues can be dealt with one by one by engaging with people, by cooperating with people, and by bringing people along with you.
Okay, interesting text in from a Morning Focus listener, David in West Clare, that came in on 086 1800 964, that I'd like to put to both of you. Eric, I'll get you to address it first. David's text is, if you are already registered with a recycling company for your household refuse, you should be issued with a card to scan at the till, which would deduct the cost of the deposit charge from your total bill. It is unfair to effectively charge people double if they are already paying for the recycling through a provider, which on the face of it seems like a fair point.
It seems like an excellent point. Now, I wasn't aware of that, because when I rang the return organisation yesterday to get information for this to make sure it was accurate, they didn't mention that this scheme was in place, because I had spoken to them about possibly allowing households to set up an account. So instead of having to get the 15 cents or the 20 cents in a piece of paper every time, why not set it to an account and then you can build up a fund to do it? So I was talking to them about that. But it would be an excellent idea if it could be transferred onto your club card or your or something like that. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know the details of this, and it would be great, but there are so many flaws in this system, and Aintoon just want to see it resolved, because it is in everyone's interest to return to reduce, reuse, recycle, but this is failing, and it is creating bad vibes around it. And as you know, first impressions last. So if this isn't turned around quick, smart, forever, people will be associating the return scheme with another government failure, and that is not good, ultimately, for the recyclable economy and things like that.
Okay, Martin, that text from David and West Clare, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's a very logical proposal. I had concerns as well, which I also articulated at the time. How was this going to impact on recycling companies? Companies like the one we have in West Clare, which is a great facility in Clean Ireland, that if you were going to have a situation where they were going to be down thousands of bottles because of this other scheme, was that going to affect jobs and their premises? So I think certainly there's a huge amount of work to be done in this scheme. Like, no more than the smoking ban that was introduced 20 years ago this week. There was difficulties and challenges when the smoking ban was introduced, but I think most people, if not everybody, would agree that it was the right thing to do. This deposit return scheme, in principle, is the right thing to do. And look, there needs to be an all-stakeholder buy-in here. The government, under the minister, needs to realise that there are challenges with the operation of the scheme.
And will you be pressing Minister Smith for a pause in the scheme to look at potential improvements or enhancements?
But as I said at the outset, Alan, I'm on the record at Dishannet. I had a commencement notice down in Dishannet on this the very week the scheme started, calling on it to be paused. But so far, my calls have fallen deaf ears. But you know, we live in hope, and I think when they do, when the statistics are out, and we have them already for the first 50 days or whatever, but you know, when we look at the 6 month overall statistic and we realise that we're not hitting targets, well then it'll be paused, but then it may be too late. But certainly I think there needs to be a scaling up of the availability of these machines. We need to have them available at municipal district level, at least in the first instance, and every parish and community following on from that, where people don't feel they need to go into the big multiples to return their bottles, that there's other ways of doing it.
Okay.
And there's other ways. And like, you know, if you're running a pub, what you do with your cans, you have to go with your car into one of these retailers, big retailers, and start putting your cans into the machine. Outside of the time commitment involved in it, the embarrassment, that's not how we should be doing business. There's better ways that we can respect our publicans